I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan with a blunt warning today. This for city residents who continue to ignore the governor's social distancing mandate. Your actions won't be tolerated, so says the mayor today. Joining us live and local with more on that is News Radio 950's John Hewitt. John.
Jason, he says the majority of Detroiters are doing their part, but you're right. The mayor expressed concern and frustration in his daily news conference today over those who continue to gather in public on basketball courts or in neighborhoods, ignoring the shelter-in-place mandate.
The governor's directives are this. If you don't have an essential reason to be out, you can't be out. You're subject to a $1,000 fine. We don't want to be fining anybody. But we can't be having these gatherings. We can't be having folks on the street. And while it hasn't been made a federal or state order yet.
The mayor also reminding those who don't comply that not only are they risking their own health and the health of others, they could also be subject to a fine that he referenced, up to $1,000 and or up to 6 months in jail. The city has taken actions, by the way, including removing basketball hoops from parks and will be increasing police patrols. In the mayor's words, what's happening in New York City is our future if we don't change our behavior. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.